إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Allah said, say that the truth is your Rabb. Your Rabb is Haqq. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wants to accept this truth can accept it, and whoever wants to reject it can reject it. But the truth does not change. The truth is not dependent on somebody's belief for its existence. The truth is the truth, whether you believe it or you don't believe it. And that truth is La ilaha illallah. And that is the concept of justice in Islam. We like to say Islam is a religion of peace. But I say that Islam is not a religion of peace. And it's not, I'm not saying that because Islam is a religion of violence. No. I'm saying that because this world is a world of cause and effect. There are causes, and these causes have effects. If you want to change an effect, you have to deal with the cause. An effect does not change by itself. If you don't deal with the cause, the effect will keep on happening again and again and again. So if, for example, to give you an example, if you have a headache and you keep applying this balm and that pain ointment and so on your head, and the pain doesn't go away, what do? You say, go get a CT scan, go get a brain scan. Maybe there is a serious reason why this headache is not going away. So you address the cause. You don't say apply more balm. No, you may try something, but if that is not working, you go to the cause. So you say that here is a cause, here is an effect. You want to change the effect, address the cause. Peace is an effect. Peace is not a cause. Peace doesn't happen by itself. Peace is the result, it's an effect of something else, and that something else is justice. Where there is justice, there will be peace. Where there is no justice, there cannot be peace. Right? And the absence of peace, the absence of turmoil, or the absence of protest, is not an indication of peace. The absence of protest sometimes is achieved by force and so on, as you have in various dictatorships around the world. People are not on the streets and they are not protesting because they fear some bad consequences, but there is no peace. There is a huge amount of internal turmoil which one day you find it explodes. So Islam is a religion of justice. The peace that happens when Islam is properly applied in a place is the result of justice. It's not by itself. So when people say, I want peace, I say, very good, I also want peace. So let's go and address the reason why there is no peace. And the reason why there is no peace is because there is no justice. So address the causes of justice, take away the injustice, and you will find that there is peace. Now, reason I'm saying that is because this is not only advice for national leaders and presidents and prime ministers and kings. This is advice for every single one of us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will question us about justice. To the extent where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the goat which had horns and which butted the hornless goat, on the day of judgment, the hornless goat will be permitted to make amends, to take retribution from the goat that used to harm it in the world. So to give an example of justice will be established to that extent. Now, what is this justice with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's the reason I said we begin with that, inshallah. Bismillah ta'ala, if Allah gives us the tawfiq and ability, we will go to other things later. But the first and foremost, and that's why I began with the ayat of Surah Al-Kahf, قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Say that your Rabb is the Haqq. And that is justice, to worship no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah. What is the meaning of worshipping no one other than Allah? the meaning of worshipping no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of his uluhiyat is to bow and to make sujood and to worship and to make dua and to ask for help from no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. So one meaning of la ilaha illallah is not to worship, not to do ibadat, not to bow, not to make sajda to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. To worship only Allah and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without making any shirk, without joining anyone as partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is not to worship anyone other than Allah, and the other one is not to add anyone into the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both of these are part of the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of tawheed. So this part of the justice that is due, and we start with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as Allah is the establisher of justice, therefore there is justice that is due to Allah from us. The second part of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, second part of ubudiyat is the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This part of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dalil for this is when Adi bin Hatim came to Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before he became Muslim, radiallahu anhu, he was wearing a cross because his people were Christians. And he was wearing a cross. Rasulullah said to him, Nabi recited the ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and he said that these people, they take their monks and their priests as arbab min dunillah, as objects of worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said to him, he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting this ayah, Adi bin Hatim radiallahu anhu, he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, but we do not worship our priests. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is it not true that Allah has made some things halal, but your priests make them haram, so therefore you do not do that? You follow the priest. He said, yes. He said, is it not true that Allah made something haram, but your priests made them halal, so you follow the priest? You do it even though Allah has made it haram. He said, yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is worship. Another dalil, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who says La ilaha illallah with ikhlas will enter Jannah. A sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the ikhlas of La ilaha illallah? What is the ikhlas of the kalima? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ikhlas of the kalima is that it keeps you away from haram. So, he's talking about the ita'at of Allah. He's talking about obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, worship is not only to make five times salah in the masjid. That is part of worship. But it's also to establish the justice due to Allah, meaning that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is due. And where is the obedience of Allah due? In the rest of our lives. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not begin with entering the masjid. It does not finish with leaving the masjid. The obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our entire life, in every aspect of our life. There is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes. There is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our businesses. There is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are driving on the road. There is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are the citizen of a country. There is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single aspect of our lives. And all of those together are part of the ubudiyat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, part of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that is the reason why if a person lives his life in complete obedience to Allah, then his life is considered to be ibadah. How does your life become ibadah? You are running a school, you are running a business, you are running a government, you are running a state. How does that become ibadah? It becomes ibadah because you are running it only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in complete and total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reason why it becomes ibadah. So therefore I remind myself and you, let us think about that and say, what is it in my life that I have to do justice which is due to Allah? Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give the opportunity to a hornless goat, imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do to you and me if we are unjust, and that injustice also is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, Rabbul Alameen. So let us make this niyyah now and sit down and reflect in our lives The purpose of all these further reminders is not simply to listen and go away, but to think and reflect in our own lives and say, where in my life am I doing injustice to Allah? Where in my life am I doing injustice to Allah? And I remove that injustice. When I remove that injustice, just like, and this is the final point I want to make, just like in the sajda to Allah, there is no sharik. In the sajda to Allah, there is no partner. Similarly, in the obedience to Allah, there cannot be a partner. Meaning that the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are doing it only to please Allah. If this pleasing Allah displeases somebody else, sorry, I don't care. If someone says, why are you doing that? Because this is obedience to Allah. No, but you know, it's not our culture. It is not our practice. You want to have a wedding. I will do my wedding according to the Sharia of Muhammad Rasulullah, which means it has to be a simple wedding. Do the nikah in the masjid. Have a walima. That's the end of the story. We say, no, but it's not our culture. Sorry. I will not commit shirk in the obedience to Allah. What is that shirk? To bring your culture into it. So in our culture, we have this. That's one example. You can think of your own examples. So no shirk in the ibadah of Allah, in sujood to Allah, and no shirk in the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. You obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only to please Allah. You will not worry about who else it pleases or displeases. And remember one very important thing, which is that the only people who are displeased with obedience to Allah are people who are obedient to shaitan. If you are obedient to Allah, think about this. If you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present here, and if you say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I am doing the wedding of myself or my child according to your sunnah, will he be happy, will he be unhappy? Simple question. Will he be happy or will he say, no, you see, after all, in your Hyderabad, this culture, I heard, these people do all this. Sachak and Mehdi and this and Mati and Dhul and everything. Hey, why don't you do all this? No problem. My so-and-so does not like it. What do you think will happen? Who is displeased? If you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is displeased? Those who are obeying shaitan. Nobody else. The people, the ibadur rahman, the people who obey Allah, will they be happy? Will they be unhappy? They will be very happy. So the point of the matter is that you should not think about anybody's happiness except Allah's. But even if you want to think about the happiness of somebody, remember that if you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is always going to be a section of the population which is obedient to Allah, people who are close to Allah, who will be very happy with you. I've always said this. I said, no matter what you do, there will always be people who are pleased with you and there will be always people who are displeased with you. Right? For example, if you are on drugs, do you think the people who are on drugs have no friends? They got plenty of friends. That's how they get into drugs in the first place. There are a lot of people who are very happy with them, you know, because you are on drugs. But there are other people, you know, their parents and good people who are not happy with them. So, issue is not somebody, you know, will I lose all my friends? No. You will always have, no matter what you do. So, therefore, think about what you do, forget about people. What you are doing, if it is justice, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu is pleased with you, and all those who love Allah are pleased with you. So I remind myself and you, first part of justice is to be just in terms of our dealings, in terms of our duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which pleases him and to save us from that which does not please him and to enable us to bring justice into our lives. So, our assignment for today is inspect your life from beginning to the end and say, where is it that I am committing some injustice towards the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you find it, then we remove it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.